This is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting the United Nations Security Council adopts new sanctions on North Korea. Wednesday's vote came in response to North Korea's latest nuclear test and long-range missile launch.
As the resolution that we have adopted today underscores, virtually all of the DPRK's resources are channeled into its reckless and relentless pursuit of weapons of mass destruction.
That was U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power. The new sanctions include a total arms embargo on North Korea, a mandatory inspection of all cargo in and out of the country, and a halt to the import of certain products that could be used for military purposes. The U.S. presidential candidates are focusing on the next 2 weeks, when more than a dozen states and several territories will be holding primary elections or caucuses. Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson, while not formally dropping out of the race, issued a statement Wednesday admitting there is no path forward for him to the nomination. U.S. officials say American Special Operations Forces have captured a suspected Islamic State operative in Iraq. It is the first such capture since the force began conducting operations in Iraq and Syria. Officials say Americans are interrogating the detainee. The detainee is expected to be turned over to Iraqi officials in coming days. A Malaysian official says, based on early reports, a piece of debris found in Mozambique likely comes from a Boeing 777 jet. That's the same type of plane that went missing. The Malaysian Airlines flight MH370, that was. But the nation's transport minister says officials are not able to say for sure that the debris belongs to the MH370 plane. This is VOA News. The foreign ministers of France, Germany, Ukraine, and Russia are scheduled to meet in Paris Thursday. They'll be discussing ways to defuse the conflict in eastern Ukraine. They hope to achieve an effective ceasefire to prepare the ground for a political settlement. An earthquake rocked parts of Indonesia's Sumatra Island Wednesday. Reuters news agency quoted an official at the National Search and Rescue Agency in Jakarta as saying there have been fatalities. Uganda is heading for a Supreme Court battle over the results of the February presidential election. Elizabeth Paulett reports.
Amama Mbabazi's lawyers managed to submit their petition to the Supreme Court Tuesday, just minutes before the deadline. The petition lays out 28 alleged irregularities, including bribery, late arrival of voting materials, inconsistencies with voting cards, and election papers the opposition said were pre-checked and stuffed into boxes. Mbabazi finished a distant third in the February 18th poll. Results showed President Yoweri Museveni winning a fifth term in office with 60% of the vote. Second place finisher Kizza Besigye was not able to get a petition into the courts by the deadline. Elizabeth Pola, Kampala.
Police in southern Malawi say a mob has burned to death seven men who allegedly possessed human bones to be used for witchcraft. The head of the Nsanje District Police Force told reporters Wednesday the mob rounded up the victims Tuesday and then set them on fire. Police are investigating but have made no arrests. A police spokesman said the bodies were so badly burned, identification has been difficult. After 340 days in space, American astronaut Scott Kelly and his colleague, Russian cosmonaut Mikhail Kornienko, have returned safely to Earth. A Russian Soyuz spacecraft carrying Kelly and Kornienko and a second Russian cosmonaut, Sergei Volkov, made a soft landing in Kazakhstan Wednesday. Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman is asking his lawyers to speed up his extradition to the United States. He says he's being mistreated. Guzman, who has twice escaped from Mexico's maximum security prisons, faces an array of charges linked to the hundreds of tons of illegal drugs he has shipped across the border. The U.S. Supreme Court appeared sharply divided Wednesday as it heard arguments about the country's biggest abortion case in nearly a quarter century. In 90 minutes of arguments, the court's four liberals signaled that they believe abortion regulations adopted by the state of Texas are an unconstitutional curb on women's rights. But the court's conservatives said there is little evidence that the law in question has forced the closure of clinics or will lead to fewer abortion centers in Texas. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.